This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Paul and Breast Cancer Network Australia have joined forces to bring you a night of fashion, music and magic with a fab fundraiser, A Touch of Pink.
It's a fashion show and soiree to help Breast Cancer Network Australia ensure those affected by breast cancer receive the very best care, treatment and support that they can.
And designer Paul, the man behind the label Malcolm Paul, joins us this morning to tell us all about it. Welcome to Joy Breakfast.
Hello.
Now, breast cancer is the most common cancer affecting Australian women, but Australia also has one of the best survival rates in the world. What made you want to put together a fundraiser like this for the Breast Cancer Network of Australia?
Well, look, there was a few reasons, three in particular. So Breast Cancer Fundraiser was a charity that was very close to me because I've known in my lifetime about 8 women who've got breast cancer. Wow. Or have had it or passed away from it. So one girl in particular, a really gorgeous lady named Jo Hurt, she's my inspiration for the show. I chose BCNA because that was the first company that came up when I Googled breast cancer charities. And then second of all, I did a show last year where one of my garments was worn inside out. Not because of me, but I felt I had to redeem myself as well. So there was a few reasons why I wanted to put on a charity.
Like, I love the fact that you're doing this. My mother is a breast cancer survivor, and it really does hit, you know, everyone in a really hard way, especially the people going through treatment. So it's wonderful to be able to do something to be able to support people because it's a really, really, really tough thing to go through.
We all love a good event as well. Mm-hmm. And in the last 5 years, the chances of surviving breast cancer have actually increased from 77.3% to 91.8%, with treatments affecting men and women very differently. But it does take a toll in a really big way, which is why events that raise awareness and support are so important. Is that why you're wanting to do such a grand event like this?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm not sure whether you know, but like with the statistics from breast cancer, like when we wake up in the morning and then by the time we go to bed, 57 women in Australia will be told they've got breast cancer. And of course, that 57 women, that'll happen tomorrow and then the day after that. So the statistics really blew my mind. I mean, 1 in 7 women are going to be told they've got breast cancer. And, you know, even like the youngest woman was a Queensland woman named Brooke Innes. She was 20 years old when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. So the statistics are really quite overwhelming. And I thought, you know what, if I was ever in a position to do something good, I'm going to do it. So, yeah.
I love that, especially the grand way in which you're doing it, because from fashion to entertainment, A Touch of Pink sounds like it's going to be a whole heap of fun that supports the Breast Cancer Network Australia. And we hear you have some fab entertainers and friends of Joy Breakfast joining you to make the event a smash hit. Tell us a little bit about this lineup.
Oh, look, I've got the fabulous Ben Murphy. He is MC extraordinaire. He's got his own show live from St Kilda with Ben Murphy. He's mm-hmm. such a show in itself, so I'm really happy to have him on board. And it'll be the first time he's hosting a show since his attack earlier on in the year, so I'm really, really excited to have him on board. I've got the gorgeous Katie Underwood from Bardo. She's got new music coming out as well, so I'm hoping she does a little bit of old stuff, a little bit of new stuff. But I said to her, whatever you want to do, just, you know, go ahead and be
Katie
yourself.
Katie knows how to entertain an audience. Like, Katie will give everyone a great show.
Oh, look, I can't wait. And then I've got a gorgeous little jazz singer named Harriet Allcroft. She's just done the soundtrack for the film Rooster with Hugo Weaving. So I'm really excited to have her on board as well. She's a little pocket rocket.
Love. Oh, that sounds so much fun. Some really great names in there.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, too, I've got 8 hunky, buffed, topless waiters from Men of Dreams. So who doesn't love a bit of eye candy, right?
Oh, look, probably not up my alley, but Dean's drooling
right
over
it.
Here.
I'll be right for it. You know, from fashion, a bit of body, a bit of eye candy, entertainment. There's a lot going on. It sounds like a really awesome night.
Paul, the way that you use fabric and tulle and incredible and unique structures as part of your over-the-top fashion, In fact, Dean was meant to bring in some beautiful tulle overlays for us to wear this morning.
I have like four of them. I love wearing them as Dean and as Frock, and I was meant to bring them in for Rachel and I to wear, and I forgot to do it.
Oh, dear.
So I'll have to make up for it.
But what can we expect from the fashion that you'll be bringing to the runway part of the event?
Look, you can expect some sequins. I've got some lace this time as well. I've got some beautiful silks. I've got my standard brocades. Of course, there's tulle in there as well. And I've got some big, big opera coats. And then I've got some gorgeous hats, which I've made as well. So I've broken the fashion part up of the show into two pieces. So I'm going to show 10 fabulous pieces first. And then I'm going to show my 10 showstoppers. And then I've got a big icing on the cake reveal at the end. So ooh. I'm really excited.
Oh, I love that. Now, the dress code for A Touch of Pink is black tie cocktail with a touch of pink. But after the Barbie movie, I feel like we're seeing pink everywhere. So just a touch could be a little difficult. With pink representing the colour for breast cancer, will you be wearing just a touch of pink, or are you going to go all out with your pink look on the night like you do with your fashion?
Oh, look, I've got a beautiful pink silk, hot pink silk coat that I've made earlier on in the year, which I wore to a fashion event. So I'm going to wear that. But if I've got a little bit of time, I might make something new because, you know, who doesn't love new things? Mm-hmm. But I've got to do Katie's coat first. I'm making her a coat to perform in on the night. So I've got to do that first before I can even think about myself. So we'll wait and see.
I love your fashion is so incredible and eclectic. And the fact that you just mentioned sequins and lace as well, I'm like, yes, please.
Hang on.
A Touch of Pink is taking place in October. Tickets are already on sale. It'll be a night of dancing, a fashion parade, Katie Underwood, and so much more. It sounds like it's going to be a blast. And if you want to support breast cancer awareness, find out more by heading to malcolmpaul.com. And that's Paul with two L's.
Double L, double L.
And we have put the details up on the Joy Brekkie social media for you to find as well.
Paul, the event sounds great. And thank you so much for joining us this morning on Joy Breakfast.
No, thank you very much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.